This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Important to think about today is about engagement. And so today we're talking about engagement. What level of engagement are you at in your life today? What is your level of engagement? How has your level of engagement changed since March of 2020? How has that changed? You know, I think many of us, our engagement has changed. We changed because, you know what? We have stopped being engaged because of hesitation, out of sight, out of mind. We're overwhelmed. We're in this new normal reality. Many of us are in a sense of inaction. We're in a sense of inaction because we're so overwhelmed with the things that we've dealt with and the changes that we've had. You know, and I find it very interesting because I find that the only way to really be able to move the needle forward or do things new in your life is to be engaged, is to be constantly engaged in what you're doing. And I know that it can be really difficult and really hard. I know it can be overwhelming to keep that level of engagement constant. I know that it can almost feel like it's insurmountable to do so. But how do we keep that level of engagement? How do we keep that level of engagement even though it seems like our lives have changed? You know, I find it interesting because I feel that a lot of things have changed since obviously the COVID situation here in mid to late March that hit our country. I know that it hit other countries. And there's speculations about how long it's really been around. But the situation, and I find that two different sides of the coin exist lately, since mid-March here, is that you have the folks that are not married, single, they've been going through this alone, they didn't have the interaction that many of us did, they were quarantined separately, and, you know, that situation, to me, is a bit overwhelming because, you know, you're told that you're not supposed to hang out with friends, you're not supposed to do this, you're not supposed to do that. But what do when you don't have people around you? I mean, when you're kind of sequestered on your own. And I think being on your own is a great thing, obviously in moderation. I don't think it's something you want to do every day, all day. And then you have the complete, utter opposite. And we have people that literally have not had any privacy. They've been completely cooped up with large families for a very long time. We call this claustrophobic, no privacy, and too much interaction. The last thing that you want to do is continuing to interact with people and engaging. And I find this interesting because I think that we have those two sides of the coin. You know, I find that on social media when people get angry where they saw folks hanging out together, and they don't look at the backstory about this person's a single person, doesn't have any interaction, and you're going to get angry with them for hanging out with a couple of their friends. You know, I feel that the engagement has lessened when it comes to social interaction. I think that engagement has lessened when it comes to friends and family. But I do think that engagement has actually changed when it comes to employment engagement for people who are still employed. Employment engagement. But one of the biggest engagements that we have right now is social media engagement. Social media engagement has become so prevalent now. Because that's people's choice, right? That's their choice of being able to communicate. That's their choice. Because that's the option that they have. They can do that in the safety of their own home. They can do that without having to wear a mask. And they're engaging somehow. But I think that that's also a double-edged sword. Yes, I agree that there's engagement there. But is that true engagement? I think as we go down the slippery slope that we call social media, we begin to kind of get into that peripheral gray area if we believe that this is real, actual engagement. I mean, God bless, really? I mean, you know, I want to talk a little bit about that right now because I think that it needs to be addressed. I find that you can't really speak your truth on social media when it comes to certain things like politics, right? Because if you do, you're going to deal with it. I find that, you know, when it comes to social media and being truly honest and putting yourself out there, I find that that doesn't happen that much as well because of the chances of being judged. I also think, too, that sometimes with social media, it is more about, look at this image that I've created. But I don't feel like it's being very truthful, because I don't know where truthful and authenticity have a place always in our world. And I think that, you know, even like a, you know, like a platform like here, like Facebook, right? It's called Facebook. It's not called Soulbook, right? It's not like, you know, Mindbook. It's Facebook. It's about, you know, what you look like, and let's see you in your best outfit. And that's fine. But is that true engagement? Or is that more of window shopping? I think many of us are on autopilot right now because we're in this ultra new normal. And this ultra new normal is something totally different than we've ever experienced. This ultra new normal is this whole reality that it's okay that we don't hang out with people. We don't go to restaurants anymore. We do this and we do that. We work, you know, at home. I go to the office every day, and I've been going to the office every day since the beginning of all this happened. But most people I know have not. They've become these Zoom folks where they have Zoom back and Zoom neck, right? Because they're not used to it. I mean, for someone like me that's been doing Skype for years with clients, pretty used to it when you're doing it 8, 9, 10 hours a day. But, you know, it's like, it's interesting, this whole new engagement. And I think that now when people don't have to drive from place to place to go to meetings, they don't have to drive to do this and that, there's a tendency of being more engaged. I do feel like there's a whole group of society that there's a tendency of being less engaged because they don't like the idea of not being able to socialize and interact with that camaraderie. I think these are very interesting. And I think that when you think about these different thought processes and you understand how people process life differently, like think about the introvert versus the extrovert, right? Think about that, the introvert versus the extrovert. Very interesting stuff. I mean, the extrovert is more willing to talk, is happy to be around people, seems to get more energy by being around people. The introvert, quite the opposite. You know, and some of us are almost chameleons. We can be introverted and extroverted. We feel both. We have the ability to do both. And I think most human beings are both to some degree if they allow themselves to, instead of boasting and bragging about some sort of test that they took. Doesn't matter if you're EMFJ or whatever you are. The point is that I think in certain levels of life, we feel certain ways differently. I think also all of us deserve to have some downtime. Actually, we need some downtime, and we need to be able to self-soothe ourselves instead of looking out for outside stimuli to make us feel better about ourselves. You know, I think that this engagement situation, especially the social engagement, I asked a question on my Facebook the other day, and I said, you know, how many of you have not spoken to some folks? I mean, like, just now realizing that there's some people that you love and care about that you haven't spoken to since March. And I would have to say that everybody that's listening to the show, whether you're listening on USA Radio Networks or you're watching live on social media or Facebook, I think that, you know, you would have to agree. There are people that are literally good friends of yours that you have not reached out to. They haven't reached out to you, I'm sure, but who's going to do the reaching out? Does it always have to be somebody else? Can you step up to the plate? You know, I started reaching out to people the other day that I realized I hadn't reached out to, and they were really, really happy to hear from me. And I got a lot more work to do. I got hours and hours and hours of reaching out more, but I don't have the physical time right now to do this. But as I do each day, I think about two or three people that I haven't talked to, and I reached out to them. And it's always a positive experience. People always want to hear from you. And I think that a lot of times, though, when we get stuck in this new reality, it's easy for us to not go back to the way we were. So let me give you a good example about, you know, human nature. I think it's interesting, and I know that I'm guilty of this. I'm very guilty of it. You know, you're working on a house or you're working on a remodel, and you get most of the remodel, you get about 75% of the remodel done, and the rest of it goes by the wayside. So you got a shower that's good, but you didn't replace the toilet. You know, you got a new mirror that's up, but you got lights that are missing. But you just kind of live in that. Yeah, I forgot I never put these lights in. I didn't take care of this. I didn't take care. But we get so inundated in that new reality that we just kind of make things work. Just kind of make it work, gloss over it. And it's the same thing. You know, we were back in March. None of us knew that we were going to be locked down. I remember being out of town, and everybody's freaking out around me about all this stuff. And they've closed down where we are, and all this stuff's happening. But I don't think any American thought that we would actually be locked down like they were doing in Wuhan. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, now we're being told that we can't leave the house, and we're being told that we have to shelter in place. And I think that that was, I think that caused a lot of anxiety, stress, and fear. I think for some people, it caused some PTSD. I think for some people, they still have still that shell shock. And then I think there's others of us that are just so good at dealing with change that we allow that change to take over, but we never go back to the old ways. It's like, oh, it's okay, we're going this way now. But it's like, okay, now it's time to really re-engage in some areas of human interest, some areas of human engagement. Okay, I think that we're engaging in the technology side, but what about the human engagement? And I think that is what we want to talk about. You know, later on in the hour, our resident historian and genealogist, Dan Nelson, is going to be joining us. And we got a really great true life story. We're not going to be we're talking a little bit about history, but not that late history. And we're talking about, you know, helping someone find their birth father, their real father. And how if Dan had not been engaged and followed up with this email, none of this would have come to reality. None of this would have come to reality. We're going to talk about that later. Jeff's going to be calling in talking about that. Dan and I are going to have a great conversation as well. So don't miss that later on here in the hour here on Live Your True Life Perspectives. But it's like, look at it. Let's go back to the human engagement. How much human engagement have you lost since May of 2020? And I think that you have to be honest with yourself and say, you know, my life's completely changed. I mean, my life didn't completely change because I went to the office every day and I worked every day and I came home and we did the show and the show never ended and we were at the studio every single week and we did what we had to do and that never changed either. So as far as work's concerned, probably one of the few people on the planet that didn't change. I know there's some folks in healthcare, didn't change. Other folks in media, didn't change. But that didn't change, but I realized that I got more and more and more closed off from friends and family. I realized that the more interaction I had, the most interaction I had, was either with folks that work with me or my clients. I actually was interacting more with my clients than really anybody else. And as I look back at the text messaging, I would see when I would remind people of appointments each day that the last 10 or 12 text messaging conversations were with clients. Yes, there was about 450 messaging going on at each and every day, but the last 15, 20 would always be clients every day. And I think that a lot of us have lost that human engagement. And I think it's time to find that. So that human engagement can be connecting people. It could be reconnecting with folks that haven't been around. It could be reconnecting with the people in your life that matter. It could be reconnecting with family and friends. And that's always an interesting story because it's time to really figure out what that means. And how do you reconnect with that? So when I return, we got Dan Nelson. We got Jeff talking to us about what's been going on. We got me talking about engagement, how you can be further engaged in your life. We are talking about how you can maximize that engagement. And I think that's the power right there. Okay? Because we got to take that new normal and create exactly what we want in our life. Right? We don't need to go with the new normal and just accept that and go, with that, we need to figure out what is it that we want to change in our life. What are some things we can do that are small in our career, in our family, with our friends? But what about dreams and goals? What about our dreams and goals and desires? What about that? Are we engaging in that? Are we putting that off to the wayside too because of what's happening right now? How long are we going to keep waiting? Are we going to wait for another year? Are we going to wait till they say it's okay? Are they going to wait? Are we going to wait till we get a vaccine out there before we create our dreams? Let's talk about that. Why wait when we can do something now? Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, you know. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
We are all striving to live our true...
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living.
That's good. Okay, how are y'all bored?
Life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir, Anatomy of a Patient, as a journal of my battle with the life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die, or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about engagement, what engagement means, and how we can be more engaged in our day-to-day life post-COVID 2020. You know, it is an interesting time. It is a new normal. And I think that it's just interesting that the engagement level, as far as the human engagement, I think it is at all-time low. I've been reading some articles on the internet, various publications, Washington Post, New York Times, Wall Street, all that, and they're talking about how engagement is up as far as employment engagement. More people are showing up to the meetings because they're there, because they're already on Zoom. Social media engagement, all-time high. But this human engagement, and I think that a lot of us are not even engaged in our own life. Like, I think many of us have been actually living whatever we're talking, like living the dream, whatever that's about. I always think it's interesting when somebody tells me they're living the dream, because I'm like, whose dream are you living, and why are you living a dream? Is it really that good? Because the way you say it, it sounds really sarcastic that it's not that great. And I find that a lot of us have put our lives on the back burner during the situation because we feel like we're on this boat that never stops rocking. We feel like we're on this boat that never stops rocking. But are you waiting for it to stop rocking? Because we're on an ocean. It's probably not going to stop rocking unless we have a huge storm and it gets really surreal and calm right before the storm. But why wait for that, We've already had the storm. It's time to now realize it's time to dive in and figure out what we're going to do with our life. How are we going to push that forward? How are we going to move forward? How are we going to continue this to move forward in our life? And then what are some areas that we need to be more engaged? Is it connecting with family and friends? Is it connecting with folks that we were engaged with projects prior to this lockdown? Are there some projects and some things that you were working on that were really, really big and instrumental in a big change in your life that you've put completely on the back burner? I'm sure there are. What about reaching out and begin to rekindle some of this stuff to start executing these things in a positive way? I think that a lot of us, too, had some dreams and aspirations that we were working to, some things that we really wanted to create and do. I think that many of us have been working on things that we really do care about. I mean, many of you want to, you know, you want to move. You want to live somewhere else. You want to take up a new career. You want to go back to school. You want to learn. You want to have a child. Whatever it is you want to do. You want to get married. Whatever it is you want to do. It's like at this point in time, it's time to pick out all those things that you wanted to do. And it's time to begin to think about actually executing plan. And I think that a lot of us, you know, when we think about the social human interaction, not the Facebook interaction, not the LinkedIn interaction, not the Instagram interaction, because that's really not real interaction. Yes, I agree. If that's the only option you have, that's fine. I understand that. You know, if you're stuck on the moon because you're doing some sort of deal for NASA and you need to communicate with people, I get the fact of communicating via Facebook. But I think that many of us have gotten stuck in only doing Facebook. We're only doing social media, and that's the only way we communicate with one another. And I find that right now we need to identify who we care about, who cares about us, and have you identified yourself as someone that cares about other people during this time? How many times have you just randomly texted or picked up the phone? How many times have you messaged or sent a letter or something like that that actually really matters and reminded somebody that you actually do care? And I think this is very important because we need to start reaching out more and more and more. I feel that more of us feel divided and separated from the other people in our life. I feel that a lot of us feel divided, but it's up to us to stop being divided. Yes, I agree. You can reach out, and if the other person doesn't communicate after you reach out multiple times, then okay. Yes, it's a two-way street. But you were the leader in the situation that executed plan and decided, you know what, I care enough to reach out and to do something. It might not be convenient. It might not be easy, but I'm going to do it. Later on the hour, we have Dan Nelson. Dan is going to be joining us, our resident historian, talking about a real-life story of locating someone's parental unit and being able to find some other information based on engagement, based on the fact that he got engaged, he wasn't reluctant, he wasn't hesitant, he went into action, and he did something, and he created something that's pretty cool. We'll talk about that later on, so stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into the plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true, full family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling those small bits of history. He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. And give the gift of your family history to your family.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Here in Central California, thick brown smoke blankets the sky. A blood-red sun peers through the haze, and ash from hundreds of wildfires sprinkles down like snowflakes. Nearly 14,000 firefighters are battling two dozen major fires and lightning complexes. KPIX TV reporter Don Ford is near one of them.
The fire is more than a mile from the nearest paved road, burning through dense trees and rough terrain, very hard to reach. Firefighters are unleashing an arsenal of aircraft on it. helicopters, MD-80 jet tankers, and then this.
We have two super scoopers, the water scoopers from Canada, coming in.
Highly specialized turbine aircraft that land on the water, scooping up more than 1,500 gallons in a matter of seconds.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about engagement, understanding what engagement is, how can I be more engaged, and better yet, how can I re-engage with certain people, places, and things since this whole traumatic event took place in our country. And I think that many of us are more engaged in certain areas of our life, right? We become more engaged, which is a great thing. Maybe more engaged with our marriage. Maybe we become more engaged with our kids. It's great. Because you had to, right? What about different engagements that you think about? But I think many of us, most of us, at least without even knowing, put a halt on some of the dreams and aspirations that we were dealing with or creating. And I find that that's important to think about. I think that we have to sit there and say, what was happening prior to mid-March, prior to all this crazy stuff that took place? It was the first time in history here in this country. And what do I do? What were the things that I was wanting to do? What was going on then? What were some of the things I was engaged in then that I need to re-engage in now? And I think that that's something that you want to begin to ponder, think about. Are there some things Was there a class that you were taking? Was there an organization that you were getting involved with? Was there a certain group of friends that you had started hanging out with and discovering that you had a lot of things in common? Was it something that you were, was it applying for different careers and different jobs and moving out of the area you were in? I'm sure that some of you had some major, major plans in progress, and they seem to be completely stopped, if not in the shadows. And so I want you to begin to address that, and some journaling can really help. And I know some people go, I hate journaling, I'm not going to journal, there's no way you can make me journal. You know, I can't make you journal, and I'm not going to try to make you journal. But the best thing to do is to get some of these thoughts out of your head, because right now a lot of us are still stressed out, we're wondering what's going to happen, we got a lot of the day-to-day, the humdrum responsibilities. We need to start writing down some of our thoughts to make some real changes in our life. If you didn't have engagement with some concepts, ideas, plans, dreams, aspirations prior, well, why not start now? Why not begin now? Is there something that you really want to do? Is there something that you really want to create? Is there something that you've been working on for a long time that you just need to put a little more effort in, a little more time, a little more structure, a little more engagement, and it can make a change? You know, and I find that when we do begin to think about the bigger picture, the stress around us becomes smaller and smaller. We begin to be more resilient. We begin to have more self-soothing mechanisms. We begin to be able to create a stronger, calmer reality for ourselves. And, you know, I think I could share this. You know how when you have a lot of irons in the fire and there's a lot of work in place and you're working day and night and you have all this stuff, the small stressors or the drama that comes to you really has nothing on you. Like literally, you walk through that, you state how it has to be, and you move on. When we are dealing with not living that level of our life, we find ourselves in more drama. We find ourselves more in the muck and yuck of things. And so I want you to be really resonating in a higher frequency, right? That's what I'm looking for. And I know that that's what you want too, because otherwise you wouldn't be listening to the show. You sure the hell wouldn't be listening to the show now, and you wouldn't have been listening to it for the last 8 years, because there'd be no reason to. Because this is the level of what we're talking about here. It's resonating at that higher frequency. How can I begin to be more on purpose? How can I begin to push my direction, purpose, my desires ahead? What do I do now to be more engaged? And I've also been on the other side of that, where I don't follow through with something, or I drop the ball because I have so many things happening. And you have to prioritize. What are those things that matter? What are the prioritization? How do you prioritize, and what's most important? And that's what I'm talking about journaling. You don't have to journal in a notebook. You can use your phone for all you techies. But, you know, the thing is that I've realized that when I type, I don't necessarily, like, write down what I'm thinking. I write a paraphrasing of what I'm thinking, because usually you have to spell it, restructure it again, and then it's been a homogenized thought, right? I'm not looking for homogenized thoughts. I'm looking for true, authentic thoughts. So writing things down and understanding where you're coming from and what you're wanting in your life is so incredibly important and so incredibly valuable. And later on, I'm going to give a couple of tips and tricks on how to do that toward the end of the hour, so stay tuned, because I want you to be fully engaged, because you deserve it. That's why we're here. We're here to live this life. We're not here to be living someone else's life. We're not here to be living a life that's like, oh, great, look at me. I'm living this life that I hate. Or I'm living this life that everybody else wants me to do. Or I'm living this life that I think that I have to right now because I'm so stressed. It's about literally figuring out what is it that I want to be doing, what's the pursuits that I want to pursue, and how am I going to fully engage in those pursuits. And that's what the importance is. Because I don't want you to have regret. And I want you to wake up from this COVID slumber, because that's where we've all been. We've all been lulled into this state of apprehension. We've been lulled into the state of isolation, and I think the isolation is not compartmentalized. It doesn't. You cannot compartmentalize any area of your life. It is impossible. Yes, you may think that you can, but you're wrong. Okay? It's like when somebody says, well, all I watch is violent films all day, but I have no idea why it's so hard for me to sleep and why I'm so stressed out. I don't know. But you can't compartmentalize anything in your life. Okay. And so it's like, okay, we've been doing this for so long. Now it's time to realize we have to wake up to our new reality. I'm going to be giving some tips and tricks later on the hour. Right now, I want to talk with Dan. Dan is our resident historian in genealogy. And Dan is not going to give us a history lesson today. We're not going to be talking about history and how history repeats itself. We're actually going to be talking about something probably quite interesting and talking about exactly what Dan does is help people find their family, their lineage, all that great stuff, and also Jeff is going to be joining us. But first, Dan Nelson, great to have you live on Live Your True Life Perspectives.
Hey, Ashley, how are you doing? I like what you're talking about today, and one little reminder statement I've heard in the past that's helped me is that life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it, folks. You either work this one out or that's the only one you get.
You're so right. It's like we got to do it. We got to get out there on stage and do it. Sitting out there in the wings of the stage and waiting in the dark is not going to be helpful. I truly get you, Dan. And, Dan, you have an interesting story for us today. It's not something that happened 200 years ago or 150 years ago. You know, tell me a little bit more about how you got engaged and how you helped somebody else get some information.
Yeah, so this all happened this week, so very recent history. I decided that I really couldn't get enough local engagement with the COVID restrictions and stuff, so I looked for a networking group outside of my immediate area. I found an outfit called NRG, just those letters, NRG, out of Maryland, and got on a call with one of them and did a one-on-one last Monday, and that person in turn turned around and sent a note. She decided to engage and sent a note to all of her friends about what I do. And one of those people thought of a conversation they'd had with somebody a while ago and decided to engage and send a note to that person and said, hey, you should check this guy out. So I get this note from Jeff, and it's not an email I've got before, and he says, hey, I'm the child of a lesbian couple that decided to have artificial insemination, and I'd like to find out who my sperm donor father was. I'm like, okay, well, that's different. So I decided to engage versus, you know, sort of sit there and think about it or whatever, because this is different than I've done before. And I reached out to Jeff, and Jeff's life's been a little bit different this week. So at this point, I'll turn it over to Jeff and let him tell you a little bit more about the story.
Yeah, sure. Hey, guys, Ashley and Dan. So a little bit different is definitely the understatement of literally my lifetime. but, you know, so I had gotten essentially, I had an icebreaker conversation at, you know, one of these coworker events, some weeks ago. And then my coworkers had, you know, heard this story when we were going through kind of, you know, personal background stuff that I came from two, you know, lesbian moms and never known my donor. And just for context, you know, I'm in my early 30s. And so it's been some time that I never had this information. And long story short, I get an email saying, hey, you know, you should, that here's this genealogist, Dan, you know, you should reach out to him. So I sent him the email. And, you know, from there, we used one of these DNA, you know, websites, of which there's many that you can, you know, get to get all the information on your genes. I had actually taken this test a couple of years ago, but I hadn't set all of the settings in such a way that Dan was able to help me with that it shared, you know, with peer relations, other relatives that you may have. I was doing it more to see, you know, what percentage of, you know, African do I have, or what percentage of this do I have and that, whatever. And so fundamentally, though, when I opened that up, I found that I had six half-siblings that I had never known, and that just spiraled all out to eventually find that they that we have the donor information and everything else, and this all just started on Wednesday.
So now you've got sort of a hot lead on who your father might be. Give us a little of the backstory about what you were told about your heritage versus what it turned out to be and some of the steps you took in terms of your identity.
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, I had grown up, and so they had said that this individual was a med school student and was Jewish. And so, you know, the key there for me was Jewish. My other mom had converted to Judaism, but wasn't actually, you know, blood Jewish or whatever you want to say there. So in her genetic piece. So there are genetic components to, you know, Ashkenazi Jews and other Jewish, ancestry. So I had always grown up thinking this and had very much taken it to be a part of my, you know, and still do take it to be part of my culture and just, you know, how I live my life. And I've got a son now, and I'm raising him Jewish and all these other things. But lo and behold, in the past few days as well with this, we find that the individual is not Jewish, but actually of Scottish ancestry. And so it's been a very interesting ride, to say the least.
So you got rid of the little, little skull cap, and you got a kilt right away to reform your new identity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. So there is a bit of a statement in there, Ashley, about just the fact that, you know, we tend to adopt the identity we're told we're supposed to have. And then later, Jeff had to make a conscious decision. Did he want to have that identity? And he had the education and the knowledge. Don't you have a master's degree in what is it in, Jeff?
Yes. Even now, I had completed a master's in Holocaust and genocide studies, looking at specific pieces within the Holocaust. So it's very much something that I've taken, to be a part of who I am. And I don't think any of that has necessarily changed now, but it just does go to show in terms of what one sees in the start of your life and over your life and how that shapes you for sure.
Right. Now it's a choice. So in terms of knowledge you have, that's the path you choose versus that's just what I am because of my heritage and
right.
I have the
right.
choice. And that's pretty
right.
interesting.
I think that's really interesting, Jeff. I mean, like to have that revelation and to be able to connect with Dan in the situation. And I just think that it was just such a timely engagement that this all came together.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been so some context, too, is that I had actually taken this DNA testing about 2 years ago. So that's why I was able to get the results turned around so quick, because normally these things can take five, six weeks, what have you. But because I had taken it a couple of years ago, I just didn't have all the settings configured correctly. As soon as Dan was able to help me click a few buttons, boom, ding, 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 like I had all the results in seconds. And then from there, realized that several of them had actually been, they had taken these tests a couple of years ago and found each other, were equally surprised, but nevertheless have a chat group that they formed and, they chat essentially daily. They introduced me to this. I've been talking with them since Wednesday, so it's been pretty crazy and each day brings new revelations, but we've even met in person a few times. If it weren't for COVID, I would be also probably interested in meeting in person. So that's what the future holds now.
We'll have to have Jeff back on, Dan, because I'd love to hear how he interacts with his new siblings and his new family.
Yeah, I'm just as interested. It's sort of fun because Jeff and I touch base every couple nights, and there's always new revelations. And then we're strategizing, too, about, sort of the next steps because most folks have been adoptees when we've worked through this, but, how do you set up the conversation for success? And by no means am I an expert, but I have a little bit of experience with what's worked and what hasn't with some folks. So we'll be stepping through that.
That's going to be interesting. And Dan, it's just great. Jeff, I love your story. We're going to have you back on because I got to hear more about this. We got to follow you a bit. So if that's cool with you.
I will say that, Dan's been really helpful and, for anyone looking to learn about some things that you may not even know exist, it's been a ride and he's been very helpful to guide with just, where you may want to tread cautiously or move a little more slowly or more quickly and other things, because with the information that you get, I think so far I've been fortunate that the people I've seen seem to be, normal, quote unquote.
That's
but
good.
The fact is that obviously, anything theoretically could happen. So it's just good to be, to have someone like Dan in your camp.
That is so awesome. Jeff, well, we look forward to hearing more from you here in the near future. Dan, I can't wait to see you next week. It's going to be great. I can't wait to hear what you have for us next week. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, it'll be a great week as we continue to unveil things with Jeff.
Yes, and I can't wait to hear more. Maybe we'll have Jeff on here in just the very, very near future. Stay tuned. I have some nuggets of wisdom. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back. I'll be back this time. Two shakes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
And Lori.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about engagement. Right before the break, we have been talking with Dan and Jeff, and Dan had actually helped uncover Jeff's birth father, and now Jeff is in conversations with folks that he's related to, brothers and sisters, and we're going to follow him a bit here in the next few weeks and see how all that's going. Give him a little bit of time to get acquainted with everybody and then come back on the show. You know, I think that this is a testimony, obviously, to Dan's ability, for sure. But it's also a testimony of engagement, right? So, like, not only does Dan have the ability to figure this stuff out, that's why he does this around the world for people all over. And that's why he's so good at it, because he's just good at it. But if he had not gotten engaged and he had not responded, okay, this would have never happened. We would have discontinued it. The email would have fallen deaf ears. He wouldn't have responded. It would have been done deal. No big deal. No harm, no foul. Nobody would have known this. The story would have never talked. We never talked about it. This part of the show would have never aired, and we would be done, right? So it's, like, interesting how engagement, based on priority, needs to take place. And so I told you I was going to give you some of those words of wisdom, some of those key bits of nuggets, of golden nuggets that I'm going to offer. Golden sugar-coated nuggets. They won't break your teeth, I swear. These are good. So it's like, what do we do here first? What do we do? How do we really engage? How do we re-engage? Some of you might be engaging for the first time. Some of you might be re-engaging from this COVID slumber. Okay? And I know that you've been doing other things. I'm not saying that you've been just, like, sleeping. I'm just saying that it's been a slowdown for a long time, and now we need to reengage. So the first thing we need to do is priority. What is our priority? What is important to us? I want you to think about this. It's not about what's important to your spouse. It's not about what you think is important on society. It's not what you think about is important in social media. It's not what you think is important because you were raised to believe something. I'm talking about what is important to you. Your own perspective. That's why the show is Live Your True Life Perspectives, meaning not based on other people's ideals. It's based on your perspectives, based on living your true life. That's why it's such a long name of a show, right? Because we had a lot of stuff to put in there. But we need to think about priority. What's our priorities, okay? What are some things that you want to do? What do you want to change in your life? What do you want to change here and now in your life? And that's something you got to really think about. Because nobody else has to live your life. Nobody else has to. It's always fun. I always think it's funny when people ask other people about what haircut they should get. Or what hair color they should get. I mean, why are you even asking? I mean, the idea of asking someone else what they're going to eat even makes me just my skin crawl. You're the one that has to eat it. Do you want it? Is that what you want? I mean, but you got to wear this hair for a long time. But we're not talking about hair. We're not talking about food. We're talking about life aspirations, dreams, and priorities. What are yours? It's not based on what everybody else's is, right? It's not based on how you were trained to believe. It's not based on how your parents said, you'd never be an artist because you won't make any money, right? It's not based on that either. It's based on, what do I want to do? And what do I want to change in my life? What no longer works in my life? The next thing you got to ask yourself is, what are you willing to do? Because we can sit there and want to change things all we want to. We can make changes to our life all we want. But what are we actually willing to change? What are we willing to put ourselves out there and do? Some of you are stuck in some situations, some relationships that no longer have been healthy, are healthy, were never healthy. Okay? When are you going to be able to relinquish that, let it go, to be able to find and connect with what needs to be there? If something's full, right, there's no room for anything else to come in, right? You have to allow space for a new part of your life to come in. You can't expect things to just come in when there's craziness going on in your life. So you have to ask yourself, what do you want to change? What are you willing to do to get what you want, the priority? What are you willing to do to make something happen? What work are you willing to do? What struggles are you willing to deal with? How much time and energy are you willing to put into it? And last but not least, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? I ask you how bad you want it because depending on how bad you want it will depend on how much work you do to get it. That's the key here. How much engagement, how much focus and how much engagement are you willing to give this task to make this a reality? Because I'm just saying, making something a reality is a lot much better than making something a regret. Think about it. What's your priority? What are you willing to do? And how bad do you want it? We'll be back next week for a new show on Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I look forward to seeing you. We have Dr. Manna coming in. We have Dan Nelson coming in. We got some great stuff coming out for you. Stay tuned because it'll be a great show. In the meantime, you can find us on AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Also, follow me on YouTube. Just find Ashley, Burgess. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shades. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is a resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598 and begin to learn your history.